Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Omid Aleph. We are the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Chav Zayin, which we started yesterday, which deals with sleeping in a sukkah and potential problems with beds above you, or canopies above you, and schach above you. So we'll continue and pick up at the very top line, Siv Gimel. Yesterday we discussed about a kilo, which is a certain type of canopy bed. Today we'll discuss two other types of canopy beds, one known as a kinophos, some of the word canopy comes from kinophos, and nakliten. And these are three different types of canopy beds. The first one we discussed, as I said yesterday, we'll chazer that a little bit today, and start with Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, if you have a canopy bed that has posts coming up from the four corners of the bed, from the bed itself, also lefrosaleim sodim, you can't go and put a canopy over those four posts, velishon tachtov, and to sleep under them, because then you're not sleeping underneath the schach of the sukkah. And this is true even if it's less than 10 tefachim. In yesterday's kila, that type of a canopy bed, we said it's only a problem if it is more than 10 tefachim of airspace there. And we'll understand in the Mishnah Berurah what the distinction is between a kila and this kinophos in a moment. However, the Mechaber continues, he says, but if you're dealing with a bed that we'll call a nakliten bed in a moment, where you have not four posts but two posts, is going to be at the head, and one is going to be the foot, in the middle of the head area, in the middle of the foot area. So you have then a cross beam going from one to the other. So you have Echad Yosef Emtza Mita Barosha, Vasheni B'Margalosea, Kinegdo, opposite it, Vinostim Klonsos, and you have some sort of a pole, the Ramah says Pirish, Eitzim Aruchim, some sort of long wooden pole, Ke'en Kanesh or Romach, like the handle of a spear. In other words, you have a long pole that is connecting the post at the top head with the post at the bottom foot, Mizel is that, and it runs across it, and then you hang the sheet over that. Mutar lefros sadin olav, you can hang a sheet over that, elishon tachtav, and sleep underneath that. Why? Mishum de'ein lo gag, rochav tefach lamal, because it's slanted down, and it never has a full tefach at the top. And likewise, v'ushlo yugvah masara tefachim, but it can't be more than 10 tefachim high in terms of the airspace, or else it is a problem. So we have these three types of beds, which the Mishnah Berurah will now explain. But first, let's finish off the Mechaber already, who adds, V'yesh machshirin afilu b'gvorah masorah tvachim. There is an opinion, a more lenient opinion, that says, even if it's more than 10 tvachim, this type of nakliten bed is good. So now let's understand this a little bit better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin, who says, Zehu mikre b'mishnah kinophos. The first bed that's listed over here in Ar Siv Gimel, which is the second bed overall. The first bed was in Siv Bey, is the Kila, and this bed is now called Kinophos, is the second bed that's listed overall, the first bed in Mishnah Gimel, V'ukavua Ma'od. It is a very sturdy and set type of a canopy bed, and therefore, Kain Posel, Af B'pochos Mi'asar Tvachim, therefore it's going to be no good even if it's less than 10 Tvachim of airspace. But what about the third case, the third type of bed, the second one in Siv Gimel, Zeu Nikro Nakliten, that's the Nakliten bed that only has two posts. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Ushlosho Dinim Yeshkan. There are three dinim in this two Seifim over here, the Kilo in Siv Beis, and the Kinophos, and the Nakliten here in Siv Gimel. And those are Kilo, the Kinophos, the Nakliten. This is all based upon the Gemara in Sukkah. Now, Kilo, the first one, the lo kviya, is not really set in place, and therefore, lo misra, it's not going to asa the person sleeping underneath it, unless there are two problems, ela bitartil reus, unless both of these exist. Number one, sheish lo gag, it has to have a gag at least a tefach wide, which we said was including a tefach wide within the first three tefachim as it goes down. The gavo asar, and there has to be 10 tefachim of airspace in between the floor and the bottom of this canopy, of this bed. So therefore, the two criteria must be met in order for it to be possible. That's why the kila. The kinophos, the kviya, which is a more sturdy type of four-posted bed, mitzra, that is going to be also av she'ena gvasar, even if it doesn't have 10 tefachim of airspace, because kivin shal koponim yesh lo gad, because it has a full-fledged roof at the four posts. And therefore, he says, ayin the prima gadim shimasadi du min haTorah. This is actually an issur min haTorah. The issue foot number 6 brings down how much of a shear did this kinof have to have in order to be posel the sukkah, so the Chazon Ish is not sure. He's mistapik, shari lo hispari shear. We don't have that shear given anywhere. The issue foot number 7, the Chazon Ish adds that this kinof, which is eno gavo asor tvachim, is posel rach mi the rabbonim. This is in the rabbonim, as opposed to the prima gadim, says it's an issa daraisa. And he brings down as well in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches, which we'll get to later in the shear. where he writes, Le'inyan kinuv shegovho pachos me'asar tfachim loshu shechmir, he's machmir if it's less than 10 tfachim, implying mashma shakinuv eno posel lemon derabbanan, that the whole thing is only nisa derabbanan. And this is also mashma from Tosus and Sukkah, and the Vilna Gaon explains as well this same way over here. And he says, the words of the Mishnah Berura, lo nemru el al kinuv shegavah asar tfachim. The Mishnah Berura is really only referring to a kinuv that is more than 10 tfachim, and he brings this down in the name of Rav Simcha Bonim of Aldenburg. Rav Simcha Bonim of Aldenburg, Zatzal, was the son of the Tzitz Eliezer. He died before his father. He died in 2005, and the Tzitz Eliezer died in 2006. In any event, the Mishnah Berura continues, and he says, what are these naklitin? Aftalo kviya kokach kikinofos. The naklitin are less sturdy than the kinofos. Nevertheless, mikomokom kviya yosem kila, but they are more sturdy and more permanent than the kila. So in the order of things, the kila is the most makel, the naklitin is the next most makel, and the least makel is the kinofos. And he adds, lekach mistra, so the naklitin are going to be osir if they have one of the two. Gam kein al kaponim idirabanim b'chadil of Yusuf. They have one of the two things that makes them osir idirabanim. Hainu, either kishigavah masara, they're more than 10 tefachim, af bishen lo gag, even though they don't have a rooftop on it, they're not a tefach white at the top. Vezelah de'ar rishonah, this is according to the first opinion. V'de'ar shniya, according to the second opinion, sfiru lo da'afilu midirabanim lo asru. They're not even also even with the rabbanon kivishen lo gag. They don't have a gag. That's the yesh machshirin opinion. The ol mishupa lo mikri ol klal, that slanted roof is not considered an ol at all. Finally, dear shufut number 8 brings down from the Chazon Ish. She talking shlo nemar pisul ze elo kishikisu yanaklitin gavo asara ameshach abar tvachim. It has to be 4 tvachim of 10 tvachim above the ground. And the Chazon Ish adds, Shakisa Gavo Asara ain't a posa elegishimuvad sha'arku bishir abar tvachim. It has to have a length of 4 tvachim. Its width also has to be 4 tvachim. So it has to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, all above 10 tvachim above the ground. Kadeshi yachasa arba l'arba tvachim. So it covers up an area of 4 by 4 tvachim, and that is considered something significant. Now we go to Mishnah Berura, Sivkot and Ches, where he says, Hainu min amita l'malu. When we're talking here about that it doesn't have 10 tefachim, it's going from the bed up to the top of the bed. V'atam shechmir was there. Why were they machmir here, even if it's less than 10 tefachim? Bishum dekviya b'chozer, because this kinofes is very sturdily put in. K'moshe k'sabdun, like we've already said. And then he adds, V'afo gav demito gam ken kavu. He says, a bed is also pretty sturdy. Mikomokom inu asu yalishon tachtel agaba. But a normal bed, the purpose is to sleep above it and not below it. And therefore, lekach l'chashiva ohel lahafsik kim shegavo asar. Therefore, in general, it's not considered something significant if you sleep under it, unless it has 10 tefachim of airspace underneath it. And this leads us again to a question which we began to discuss towards the end of yesterday's year, bunk beds. So, Dirshu, footnote number 9 brings down, umita shehuva l'sukkah aldas sheyesh nugam mitachtel. If you bring a bed in, and again, you're dealing with a small sukkah, and a lot of people that want to sleep in the sukkah, so somebody says, listen, I'll sleep on top of the bed, and you sleep below the bed. So, his stopik, or vidis and karlitz, zatzal, he's not sure, imutu lishon tachtel, can you sleep underneath such a bed? This type of a bed is not a bunk bed. It's not really made that it should be protecting somebody sleeping underneath it. That's not normally the purpose of such a bed. Nevertheless, in this situation, you want that space underneath it so you can sleep there. So maybe in that situation, it's considered tachas ohel, and it would be no good. However, he brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet Halevi, in regards to sleeping in a mita al gabi mita, what we would call a bunk bed, mitas komo soyim, shim ein chalal asor tvachim, beit hamito hatachtonu lo yone, if there isn't a space of 10 tvachim between the bottom bed and the top bed, so then mutu lishon b'mita hatachtonu l'chachila. Then he says you can sleep in the bottom bed of the bunk beds. Shavut bisha mito al yono asuya amanas shieshno tachtel, even though the top bed has specifically here a purpose that there's a bottom bed underneath it, mikomokum ein matroso l'shamesh kegag l'mitachtatona. It's not functioning to serve as a rooftop to the bottom bed, elarak l'kach shieshno agaba, but it's purpose is to have somebody sleep on the top. And therefore, they hold that a bunk bed, that as long as it's less than 10 tvachim, is it acceptable. How come here we don't go from the ground, but we go from the bottom bed until the bottom part of the top bed? So Rav Ozer Zatzal brings down further in the Shevet HaLevi, that the reasoning is, Because here, the roof, so to say, is only functional from the other bed, from the bottom bed, not from the floor. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Halicha Shlomo. Finally, he brings out from the Aruch Haner, Sha'odim Nechshav Ke'ol, a person himself is considered an Ohel. Vein La'odim Acher Lishon Tachto B'Sukka, and therefore a person shouldn't sleep underneath another bed because there's another person on the top. Kimin Shu Kiyoshi Tachas Ohel Hanimtza B'Sukka Sukka, because in this situation, it's now you're sleeping underneath another person, and that's like underneath an Ohel. And therefore, Lefi Dvarug Ein Lishon B'Mitach Tachtona. According to this, you should not sleep in the bunk bed on the bottom. Kishemishu Yoshin B'Mita Valyona, if somebody's sleeping on the top bunk bed. He brings down again from Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet Levi, She'ein Halach Yudavarav. He disagrees and doesn't paskin like this Aruch Haner. And the Pashtos of the Mishnah in Sukkah is She'itiro Lishon Tachas Amita. You are allowed to sleep underneath the bed, even though a person is sleeping in that bed. And therefore, Lefikach, Gam Kan, Mut Lishon B'mita Tachtona, you can sleep in the bottom of the bunk beds. This is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Again, we brought down yesterday's share from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that if there's more than 10 tefachim, then you certainly cannot sleep in the bottom bunk bed. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, V'yesmach Shirim, brings down from the Taz that he's surprised that the Torah didn't mention this Yesmach Shirim opinion. Although he then goes and explains why the Mechaber is correct in just listing the first opinion as Stam and only bringing down the second opinion as the Yesmach Mirim. Ayin in this Bir Halacha. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Peiras sodin tachas haschach lenoi. If you put up some sort of a sheet underneath the schach for the purposes of beautification, you put up a nice mural there, and you're looking up at the ceiling at this beautiful mural. So imhu besoch arba tfachim lagag, if it's within four tfachim of the schach, so then it's kashera, it's perfectly acceptable. The Mishnah explains in Sif Katan Tes, the Wadin, the same thing would apply in Itra if you adorned it bisharminim with other things that aren't kosher schach, shem schach behem, kigon shetola tachas schach. For example, you hung up decorations underneath the schach, kulamine acholim vekelim, various types of foods or various types of utensils, noyim, beautiful utensils, kinelim osa, for the beautification of the schach of the sukkah, to make it beautiful by putting up decorations. So this is all ksheris of cotton yud. Why the betelim him legabe schach? They're nullified to the schach. Umutter, this is permissible, afilu leishiv tachtem, and you can even stay and sit and sleep underneath such decorations. The Mechaber continues, however, if these decorations are more than four tvachim from the schach, from the roof, so then psula, then it's not allowed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the kivin shirachokim abar tvachim in a schach, since they're distant more than four tvachim, about a foot, a little bit more than a foot, from the schach, chashivei ba'apei nafshayu, they're considered significant on their own, v'lo botli gabi schach, and they're not going to be bottled to the schach. And therefore, v'nim tzosheinu yoshi b'tzel ha'sukkah, you're not sitting underneath the schach, el b'tzel noy sukkah. Now you're sitting underneath the decorations of the sukkah, which are pasul l'schach. And even v'afilim osan hanoyin, even if these decorations, chamoson merubim silosim, they only take up a small amount of space, so there's more sunlight coming through than shadow from these decorations, nevertheless still osur, gamkin osur. However, he says, v'yesh makilin shahaya chamosin meru v'silosin. There are those that are mekel. He brings this down in the Shaar Tzion Oz Tezayin, in the name of the Ran, in the name of the Ra'ah, that you could be mekel if the situation is that they only give a little bit of shade and their sunlight is more than their shade. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis says Yupsula, Hainu Kishiyesh Bam Shira Bar Tvachim. That's if they have a Shira of four Tvachim. Do Kishar Schach Pasul, because you need, in order to be considered Pasul Schach, you need to have a Shira of four Tvachim. Shishiru Hu Bezeh, as we will learn, that is the Shir, and the common Besimun Tov Reish Lam Beis, which we'll learn in Yitzchak Shem in a few days. Vimu Beemtza, if this is in the middle, Pasul Kol Sukkah Mitamzeh, that will actually ruin it if it's in the middle of the Sukkah, Kivor Sham, as we'll learn there as well. Dirshu, footnote number 10 brings down, what about concrete beams? Koras bitone, sho'overes alpnei sukkah, that run across the sukkah. So here, Rav Nissen Karl Zatzal is also uncertain. Shema poseles es hamokum shetachtel, maybe underneath these concrete beams that are holding up the schach, it's no good. Even if they ain't a rechova arba tochim, if they're not four tochim, why? Why? Shekivin she'enu shayachas l'sukkah klav, they're not really due to the sukkah at all. Ein he kinechshev is kinoy sukkah. They're not therefore considered like noy sukkah, elik a kila of kinofes. They're considered like these beams of the kila and the kinofes, which would be posel kishirocha v'gashlem ein ol tefach, if they're at least a tefach wide. However, he concludes and he says, Ochein, If these beams are very close to the schach, so then it's batel hiyelav, then it can be batel to it. And then, unless you had four tvachim, it would be okay. The Chabad continues, he says, if these things that you're putting up, for example, this sodden, this cloth that you're putting up is not for decorative purposes, so then, even though it's within four tvachim of the schach, then it's psula, because it's serving no purpose whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yud Gimel. He says, "Ein in the Bir Halacha." If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel ve'Eino Lenoi. He says this is based upon the lashon of the Tur, which comes from the words of the Rosh, his father. And he says, "Rosh Lomar," what the Mechaber is teaching us in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Rosh, the Lav Davko b'Pnei Hanishar Psula. It's not because it's just collecting the leaves that might be falling there that it's possible. The Afilu Shalom b'Pnei Anoshe, even if it's not going there to collect the leaves, Kol she'Eino Lenoi. If it's not for decorative purposes, it's possible. The lo batel gabi sukkah, because in this situation, it's not going to be batel. He says, look in the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agra, that he agrees that kol abazeh in peiros hasadin kedei lenagvo du'tzorach habeged. If you're doing it to keep things clean, so that your clothing shouldn't get dirty, then it would be possible as well. So it's only if it's lenoi sukkah that it is acceptable. And he has a continued arichas over here, and the rest of this Bir Halacha. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot in Yudalid. It says, well, what then the same halacha applies, afilu eino muflug min aschach tefach. He said over here, if it's within four tefachim, it's no good. But that would be true even if it's within one tefach, it's no good. And the reason why he said four tefachim, elanokat arba, I did the ratio, to be parallel with the ratio, we said if it's within four tefachim, it's good. So here, it's no good, even if it's in four tefachim, or even if it's less than four tefachim, it's no good. Finally, the Ramah tells us, he brings up in the Mariel that you should hang all the decorations within four tefachim of the sukkah, of the schach, in order that there shouldn't be any concerns or questions. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, what the Ramah is teaching us here is, after Medina in Lesor, even though the pure halach is that it's only osur, rak berocha v'arbo tefachim v'chanal, if this schach that's hanging down is more than four tefachim, then it's no good. But if it's less than four tefachim in width, in length and width, then it really technically is good. Nevertheless, mikol makom yesh lizor lechatrila. He says lechatrila, one should be careful. Afilu eino rochav arba tefachim, even if it's not four tefachim wide. Sheyesh lachush, in this situation, should be concerned. Shemayase noy harbe, because you're concerned that maybe you'll have so much decorations over here. Achibem shir zeh, until it does have a shir of four tefachim, v'yeshiv tachta, and you're going to be underneath it. So therefore, make sure that it's always within four tefachim of the schach, and it can be bottled the schach. And therefore, lefize, en lislos peros or kalim, you shouldn't hang up fruits or utensils, decorative items, or kadomer or dover, shepossel the schach behen. Anything that's possel the schach, you really shouldn't hang up if it's less than four tefachim from the sukkah. Afilu l'noi, even if it's decorative there, el besoch abo tefachim the schach, to keep it within four tefachim of the schach. This shifut number 12 brings down, mutu l'chatchila litlos noi besoch abo tefachim. It implies that you can do this l'chatchila. Now, this indeed was the custom of the Chazon Ish, and al pi sheyesh shenagu shelo litlos, but there are those that say that you shouldn't hang them, and this was the opinion of the Stipler, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Nevertheless, min hadin ein l'tzorach l'achmir zeh, one doesn't have to take the stricter opinion of the Stipler go and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, or mutar hadover l'chachila, like the Chazon Ish, you're allowed to do this l'chachila, as seems to be the simple understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. Then he brings down, what happens if it starts off above four tefachim and then it hangs down to it being below four tefachim? So this is a big machlokas. It brought down the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. Can you have this hanging item that started off above four tefachim but then hangs down to below four tefachim? And he says, chelko atachton rocho kabar tefachim yaschach. So maybe the bottom part is no good. Lamaisi brings down from Loyashiv Zatzal, shav shem yikra din mutal itlo. So technically you could. He says, people are careful not to hang stuff down more than four tefachim. Since the bottom part that's hanging down is more than four tefachim, it's not going to be batel, and therefore one should be careful. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says you don't have to be concerned for this chashash. As long as the upper part was within four tefachim, then we don't concern ourselves if the bottom part hangs down further, and it's all batel to the schach. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, putting up the lights in the sukkah. Now, they didn't have electrical lights. They're talking here about actual flames. So you should put them up neged ha-shulchan. You can put them up on top of the table, hanging from the ceiling onto the area over the table. So you shouldn't be careful to make sure that they're within four tefachim. Other rabbi says, you should keep them farther away from the schach so it doesn't burn down the schach. Again, Dershavut number 13 brings down because of the concern of a fire. Finally, the Shaharetz Zion, Oschav Aleph, he brings down, since people aren't eating underneath the table where the light is, it's not a problem. Nobody's sitting over there. This concludes Siman Tov Reish Chav Zayin and today's shir.